Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
103.
103.
I need to start saying 103, don't I? So that you can get your full effect of 103.
I say zero, you say O. I think it'll work.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Oh.
Why can't we all get...
I was going to say chimera.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I blew that one.
One's a fruit. The other is a hideous... mythical beast. Or a platypus, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, we're back. Kind of a little late. Better late than never. Better Nate than lever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man.
I know. It was
I got frogs, plural, in my throat.
Phlegmy, non-kosher burrito.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, do you ever watch The Critic?
I have. It's been a long time.
It was throat clearing.
Oh.
4th of July weekend, obviously very busy. We had quite a bit going on. Not really. My stuff wasn't really super podcast worthy. It was just busy.
Yeah.
I was in a parade.
Nice.
Not for me.
Oh.
For America.
You were in a parade for America.
Parade for America.
And
not a parade magazine, nice. Though that would have been cool too.
That would have been,
You know, sitting there next to Marmaduke.
Yeah.
Would have been great.
Or Family Circle. Circus? Circle?
Either way, I don't
it's
care.
In a cir- I think it's Family Circus.
It's Family Circus, but it's in a circle. And then Family Circle, I think Family Circle was like one of those little mailers that went out.
Right.
With the coupons in it. Like the value pack.
Believe that to be.
Yeah.
Correct.
But the parade was for Normandy Park, Washington, and my cousin is the art commissioner there, and she took a car. We live in extravagance in this country. She took a car, a perfectly functional car, and glued spikes all over it, put a platform on the front, had a guy playing guitar, and did like the whole Mad Max thing.
Wow.
So my son, who shaved his head specifically for this, he was painted white and was war boying it up.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. It was
nice.
Pretty nuts. So I guess it is podcastable. I take that back.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was okay. I did the 4th of July fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And... I want to say there was something else, but I went to the what's it called, the Freedom Fair in Tacoma, and that was fun. Did a lot of walking.
So is the Freedom Fair like it's called a Freedom Fair while you back it, but then it'll be called like Rebels or Guerrillas if the Rebel Fair or the Guerrilla Fair if you stop backing it.
Maybe.
Okay.
I think it's just a patriotic thing that Tacoma did a long time ago before it was. Cool to say freedom.
I was talking about freedom fighters.
Right.
If we back them, they're freedom fighters.
Right.
If we don't back them, they're rebels or guerrillas or...
Or the bad people.
Or the bad people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw a really awesome air show.
Yeah?
Well...
How'd you even see it?
I like planes.
Oh.
A lot.
Plane show.
Plane show.
Air show seems like it'd be really boring.
Yeah. Just... I am not on my best game to be handling Andy right now.
It's fine. It's fine.
And then Sunday, I sat around and fretted all day because
played the guitar.
I kept trying to get a hold of someone who wasn't returning my calls.
I'll try harder next time.
I know, but when you can't find your phone and it's on silent, you're not going to be returning my calls.
I was making a joke about it being me, but it really was me, by the way, not returning the calls because of what Scott just said. My phone was hidden, on silent. I still had battery, though.
That's
when I found
awesome.
It. Nah, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Weird, but still.
Yeah, this the 1020 isn't known for its battery life.
No.
So,
neither apparently is my 925.
Hmm. Introduced my son to Half-Life 2, so he's never played it. So he slept all of nothing for a couple of days, which is like every kid needs to do that. They need to go and like just play a game all night long.
Yeah.
A couple nights in a row. He should have finished it the first night, but whatever. That's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
If he was worth his salt as a Toporowski,
that's what I'm saying.
It would have been done
that's
in 6 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Did we do anything crazy this week? I don't think so. Didn't really see any new movies. Aaron started watching Broadchurch, which is interesting, but I was so fucking busy. What was I busy doing, you ask?
What were you busy doing, Andy?
Oh, I was blue all week. I helped make the Blu-ray all weekend.
Yes.
Holy shit, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I'm not even like, well, I'd say I'm not central, but I'm totally fucking central. Scott and I both have been doing just tons of work. There's a lot of art design going on, but when it comes to the technical side, it is just tons of work. In fact, after I leave here, I've got to go home and double check subtitles. Yay!
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, to make sure the timing is correct.
Wow.
I don't have the source video. I don't know what they're expecting, but all right. Okay.
I had, I've been proofing like the covers and some of that other stuff. My documentary of Back to Flagler 10 years later is going to have to wait.
Why? There's apparently tons of room left now.
Yeah, true. So maybe I will cram that out if that's in fact the case. But making the trailer.
Yes, which is awesome, by the way.
Which you all may get to see if, from what I understand, it will be on the Blu-ray.
Yes.
And that may be the only way that you get to see it for a while. I'm not sure. I'm being snarky. Anyway, I made a really nice new trailer for Hands of Fate.
I think it's wonderful. I watched it. I really enjoyed it. I think it tells a better story than any short trailer we've had so far, because frankly, we've had a teaser and it sucked.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have any source material. I think this tells a great story. So fuck them. People don't like it. Fuck them.
Yeah. And we can make other ones because there's plenty of stories to tell in there.
Yeah. It's not like it's the final end all be all. I mean,
no.
How many, what are we at, like, teaser number 3 for the new Star Wars now? Something like that? Or no, we're still at 2.
Still at 2, I think.
God, where's the third one, Disney?
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
But, like, you know, by
feed
the time
us.
Ant-Man's got, like, 18,
mm-hmm.
and they are all for a different movie, as far as I can tell. So, oh, I picked up Splatoon.
The game. That we had talked about a few podcasts ago.
Yes.
Nice.
It is awesome.
Cool.
Like really awesome.
Can't wait to come over and play it someday.
It takes out all of the problems with first person shooters.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest problem, of course, is first person shooter players. So there's no fucking microphone. You don't have
Yay.
To hear a 12-year-old talk about his exploits with your mother, father, and or cousins.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, there's no like snipe camping. There's nothing that's that long range.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has kind of a shorter range, so you can't snipe camp. And there's an objective that isn't killing the other players. The objective is actually covering the most ground.
Oh, okay.
So killing the other players, it will help you stop them from covering ground.
Mm-hmm.
But the objective isn't just to you know, headshot.
Right.
So it becomes a much more, it's weird because it's the most cooperative shooter I've ever played. And you can't even talk to each other.
Hmm.
It's just great. It's a great game. It is like probably, is it game of the year? I don't know. Arkham Knight kind of fucked that one up. So they might just get game of the year from me.
Hmm.
Splatoon, you're on the list. The
nice.
Short list. Right now, population U.
Good to know.
And a little bit of ink.
I believe most of my weeks have been, well, doing all the Blu-ray stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I met with the other company that you introduced me to go over some more tech stuff.
Right.
And going back and forth and having four-hour meetings kind of kills most of your day. So hard to get anything else done. But I have been working on the Reality Check website, and we've made a lot of progress. I'm still hoping to have that baby ready by Gen Con. But I'm going to have to up my game because I've got to be ready by the 20th. Because I leave on the 20th.
Right.
To go hang out with some actor types south of here. And I'm just going to leave it at that. People can draw whatever conclusions they want. But I'm taking a little me time.
Scott Brown is blowing actors for coke. That's what I took away.
Okay.
That's my takeaway.
Well, you're not far from the truth.
Share, brother. Share.
It's Diet Coke.
Diet
Coke.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it keeps you trim.
so does regular Coke.
That's what I've heard. That's all that I have been doing.
I will say Stuart Hume wants us to die.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he sent Aaron, because I haven't been... I keep saying this, but I'm not on the Facebooks.
Mm-hmm.
So we sent Aaron a link to a, oh my God, it looks amazing, Tim Tam cake. I think we should probably put the link in the description, but it's from a site called Raspberry Cupcake. It's raspberry is spelled with an I at the end, I think. R-A-S-P-B-E-R-R-I.
B-E-R-R-I cupcakes.
Yeah. So it is a Tim Tam cake with an entire packet of Tim Tams baked into it, in addition to itself looking like a Tim Tam and having a Tim Tam type filling.
Yes.
Holy shit.
It is a chocolate sponge cake recipe from the Gourmet Traveler, which serves 10. Consists of 4 large eggs, a half a cup of
eggs,
super fine sugar.
Oh.
Of course, this is all in European measurement. 65 grams of corn flour, 35, a quarter cup of good quality cocoa powder, plain flour, cream of tartar, bicarbonate of soda, and 50 grams of unsalted butter melted and cooled. I'll just take that as a side cup.
Oh, boy.
And then 3 cups of icing sugar, 150 grams of chocolate melted, 100 grams of butter removed from the fridge 30 minutes before starting. And some milk, optional, 1 packet of Tim Tam biscuits, crushed.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
He wants us so fat we can never go to Australia.
Well, that might keep me away from all the bugs.
That's true. Except for the fucking maggots that infest you after your stomach explodes.
Oh, and I did. I left out the chocolate ganache topping.
You got to have the ganache.
So there's cake, there's ganache, and there's filling.
Oh my God! And some of that filling is Tim Tam
and Tim Tams.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Oh, this is insanity.
I'm gonna have to study that for a while.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna study it with my face.
That might be an entire Bardcast making of a Tim Tam cake.
So I got kicked out of women's studies 1-on-1. By the way, I study with my face. It's weird, though, because everyone in there was male, so.
See where that would be a problem. It's kind of like Chris Pratt.
Yes.
In Parks and Rec.
I studied Chris Pratt with my face.
I was going for a P+, but I only got a P. I'm sorry, you can't get a P+. Well, if you've taught me anything, you've taught me to aim high and go for my dreams. So I'm going to get a pass+.
Oh, no, April. We'd all die.
We'd all die.
A gas expands to fill the volume of the container. Chris Pratt. Prattling on. Still haven't seen Jurassic
really?
World, by the way. No.
Oh, Brian asked me if he thought it would be appropriate for an 8-year-old child.
No, I know that without
really?
Even... Well... It's an 8-year-old child who's not a big violence fan. And there's a lot of violence in the movie.
Well,
it's animal on animal. So, like, America seems to be, oh, that's fine. Fucking throw them down. You know what? Hey, I wouldn't. I'm just saying, I don't think they should kick anyone out of the NFL for fighting dogs. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's a dinosaur movie.
I know.
There's either you know that your child likes or doesn't like dinosaurs. Outside of that, there's not a lot of swear words. There's no sex. There's no, you know, I wouldn't say no.
There's dinosaur sex.
I don't know.
I just know about the violence because someone I know who watched the movie, who is a grown-ass human being, was like crying because there was so much violence in it. It was Nathan Rice.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But he was very disturbed by the amount of gory violence. And I'm like, dude, in the trailer, you know what's going to happen.
Okay, you need to go see the movie and tell me if there's copious amounts of gory violence. Because either I'm totally desensitized.
Well.
Or comparatively speaking, it was on par with every other Jurassic movie.
Yeah, that's likely to. I was gonna say something else and I just forgot.
Jurassic World, Chris Pratt.
Nah, I'm done. Forget it.
Okay.
So should we get to questions and make this one a little bit short? Trust me, we are not bailing on you. There are just a lot of questions this week.
A lot of questions, and B, every time we say we apologize, it's going to be a short one. Mm-hmm. It goes over an hour.
Yep.
And we have told you everything that is going on in our lives and will be going on in our lives for the foreseeable future.
Well, I want to get home and spend some time with my kid. He's going home on Friday, so. And I'm very sad.
On Friday?
Yeah. Oh. It sucks.
Oh, but you're going to be potentially held up this Sunday because you'll be coming back.
Potentially. Yeah, potentially. I'm hoping to get back early enough on Sunday to where there's no break in the podcast, but who knows?
Right, and that's cool because my trip one may
run over
be
as
pushing
well.
That.
Okay.
But anyway, that's for another podcast discussion. Justin Everett writes, just an FYI, it seems that Tim Tams are now available in Safeways.
Trying to kill us.
For about $4. Ugh. Only regular and caramel flavored, as far as I can tell. Didn't even know there was caramel flavored.
You've eaten them.
Have I?
Yes.
Okay. But either way, I just picked up a package so I can try them for the first time tonight.
Woo, let us know.
There was no follow-up, and this has been a while.
He probably died of
so
happiness.
So, I'm hoping Justin is still around.
Justin, did you get into... I hope he didn't choke on a Tim Tam slam.
I'm hoping to. And for those just tuning in, we've made a lot of references to that, and we still haven't. There may be people who don't know what a Tim Tam slam
is.
Well,
we should fix that with video.
We should, but until that time, why don't you let the viewers at home know?
Well, all right, a Tim Tam slam is when you bite off opposing corners of a Tim Tam, and then you stick it in your favorite hot beverage. And suck on it like a straw. And right as the liquid meets your lips, you shove it in your mouth and chew it up, you wank.
Hugh Jackman, what the fuck are you doing on our podcast?
Aging.
Okay. Laura Adams sent us a message about Patreon settings, so never mind.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, all of our Patreon had a massive fuck up this month. You probably got an email if you're a Patreon backer. I believe everybody, except for like maybe one or two people, got processed. So everybody should be fine. And we'll contact the people who didn't get processed individually. But of course, we only say the names of $5 or above backers who were processed. So if that's a problem, we're sorry. We'll probably say your name in some other way. So
I'm sure we
will. Talk to Dead Gentlemen. They'll say anything on the air for free for the price of no dollars.
Yeah.
You can just have them. They'll pitch anything.
They will. Almost.
Almost.
Almost anything.
If we're recording it, they'll pitch anything.
Well, that's true. So, yes. Thank you again to everyone. Another month.
Thank you.
Another awesome thing will be acquired, and it's going to be a new amplifier.
Correct.
So I'm very excited to get that baby ordered. And I think maybe a USB microphone.
Scott said I could have a dollar out of this one. I'm very happy. Then he
maybe
said I couldn't.
Rob McLennan writes, just got done reading Dangerous Games, How to Play. I'm not sure what that is. Now I get... Yes, I do.
It's literally right there.
Right. It's that one. Okay. Now I get why Leo looked so gut-punched in that one scene in The Gamer's Hands of Fate. Well, Rob, please explain to me, because I was just told to look gut-punched, and if it all tied in,
I think I know. I'm glad. I think I know what our audio backers are getting this month.
Oh yes, I think.
I think you're going to you're going to know exactly why you look gut punched, and they're going to get that as a treat.
I'm going to read the entire chapter.
Yep,
all seven four pages.
Oh, four. I overshot.
Yes, you did. Are you aware of any similar works that draw on the characters from the Gamers movie? I've already read Pwned.
Nope.
That is incorrect, sir.
Well, I know of slash fiction works, but I'm not bringing those up.
Well, I don't know
if you and Gary are adorable.
I don't know if it's slash fiction work, but someone went out and made the, what would you call it? The narrative version?
Mm-hmm.
The
of Darkness Rising,
of
right?
Darkness Rising.
Yeah, yeah. The movie.
The movie turned into a book. Which
novelization is what you call it.
Thank you. The novelization of the movie, The Gamer's Darkness Rising, which is awesome, but bothers me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I understand that it's Creative Commons for use,
mm-hmm.
but to the best of my knowledge, we all read it on a plane going to Gen Con a couple years ago. Which was the first time that we'd heard about it.
Oh.
I'm not sure if Matt was aware of it before, but that seems to be like, not that I'm going to make a ton of money off of it, but it would be nice to be included in those things. Someone made a line of teas. So they had like the Brother Silence tea, and
yeah,
they
nobody has to include a damn thing for those. For you, now it would be nice if they did that for the company or for Matt or whatever. But if they attributed it, that the way we're licensed, they don't have to do anything.
But I don't think they. The book did,
yeah.
But the teas did not.
Oh, they, clothes don't have to do shit. This is a
herbal tea, drinkable tea.
I heard Brother Silence tees,
right?
And I'm like, I'd wear that. Oh no.
Like
what?
There were three. There was a Sir. I think there was an Osric, a Silence, and a Daphne T. They had likenesses on the boxes, all sorts of things.
It's like Brother Cylon.
Yeah,
Sir.
I don't remember because there was no Flynn tea. There was no tea of
extra fine.
Extra fly. I was going for Spanish fly, but trying to figure out a polite way of
what
saying
are you, Bill
that.
Cosby?
That's
Quaaludes.
One. Quaaludes, yeah. Right.
It's only funny because
horny
it's
not goat
funny.
Weed. That's
oh,
the.
Jesus
it should have been horny goat
it
weed.
It should have been horny goat weed.
But yeah, there wasn't one for me, so I didn't really pay attention. But I just know that those things happen. So that is the only one that I know of that is, quote, legitimate,
mm-hmm.
that uses us in a novelized fashion.
I do believe that there are, I was joking about slash, I do believe there is some out there.
And when you say slash fiction, you mean fan fiction,
well,
as opposed to horror slasher fiction. I don't know what slash fiction is.
Slash fiction is coupling fiction, that they're not couples in the book, but it's, so it's like Kirk slash Spock. I think that might have been even the first one. So slash fic is usually erotic fiction, but
really there's some with Gary and Flynn.
I do believe, I don't know about Gary and Flynn, but I do believe there is some out there.
Oh.
Rule 34, okay. There's gotta be.
Yeah. So hey, Rob, if you find any of that about me, don't let me know. Let Andy know so that I will know that there's some, but don't let me know. That's probably not good for me to know.
All I know is Osric gripped his staff and your heart began beating again. If there's not, there's going to be, like tonight.
Oh, tonight. Yeah, I'm going to write my own slash fiction.
Oh.
Oh, man. Amanda Cook writes in and asks, hey, just wondering, do either of you have a bucket list? And have you added to it lately or knocked stuff off of it already? Also, I know why it's so dry out your way. Indiana took all of Seattle's rain. Blech.
Mm. Yeah, I had a bucket list. It started with Galvanized and then Rubbermaid, and then I ran out of ideas.
Sure-tight.
Sure-tight? That's sounds like
sure
a
sure fit.
Oh,
sure-tight.
Now we're back sure into slash fit. Fic.
I know.
All right. No, I haven't. I as large as I am, you figure I'd have a will and a bucket list and everything made up. No, not at all. Not kicking it. That would be top of my list. I would like to just not kick it and
not
live
the bucket.
The bucket.
Because you'd like to kick it.
I will kick it.
But not kick it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will stop, collaborate, and or listen. Let's kick it. Anyway. So
I was gonna say kick it or ticket, but anyway.
I would love to travel the world a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Except for
to places we've already mentioned that are too hot.
Except for
or
most
too
of
deadly.
Russia, most of the Middle East, most of Africa. I'll go to Australia, but it better be in the fucking middle of winter, and it better be raining. So hook me up with that.
And
New
I
want to
be
yes.
I want to be in one of those boy in the bubble
yeah.
spheres so that
no,
nothing I'll, can get on me.
As long as it's raining, dude, the snakes can crawl on me. I don't care. I just want it moist. Oh. New Zealand for sure. Mm-hmm. Japan, I'd like to do, but I really, it's not made
consent
for Americans
first.
As is. It's just not made for Americans as is. It is definitely not made for rotund Americans because then you're too tall and too wide for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I can meet up with Bob Sapp and be like, hey, Bob. And he wouldn't remember me because,
no.
you know, horse tranquilizers.
Right.
So travel would be great. I do want to write something that gets published, which beyond what I've
beyond
written.
Beyond self-publishing?
Well, I've been published in, like, magazines, but I don't care. I want, like, a book or something. And, yes,
right.
beyond self-publishing.
Yeah.
So, there's actually a lot of stuff that I'd love to do. But I wouldn't call it a bucket list because it's not organized. I don't have check marks. And, you know, I'm still stupid and young enough to think I'm immortal, so.
Someday I want to find the lyrics to Somebody by Depeche Mode that works for me. Do not list out the lyrics, Link Master General. You may put a link to the lyrics if someone wants to read them, but don't post all the lyrics. And then I just added one to the bucket list this last weekend. I think I would like to try parasailing.
Mm-hmm. You realize that's not carrying a dainty umbrella around
yes.
and drinking tea. Okay.
That's parasailing.
Correct.
No, it would be being hooked up to a speedboat with a parachute and
all right.
drug around the area. Because that would be a way to figure out if I would like to do the other thing that I think is on my bucket list, which would be to hurl myself from a perfectly good functioning airplane and plummeting downward.
So if you just cut yourself loose, does that count as both?
Could,
no.
No.
You got to have the whole plane experience.
Right, because... And I also just found this out. I didn't want to jump tandem because I thought that will diminish the experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found out that if you jump non-tandem, which you can still do, it's either a line jump. So basically you're hard connected. It pulls, you get no free fall time.
Okay.
Whereas if you go and I think you have to jump at 3,000 feet and... Mm-hmm. Basically, you
it's
jump
base
and have
jumping,
to pull. Yeah.
But yeah, okay.
But if you tandem jump, you can go from 10,000 and have that experience of the free fall, mm-hmm. which once I've already emptied my bowels down my trouser legs.
It's, if you're tandem, you're emptying them down someone else's trouser legs.
It's just, there you go. And so I think I want that on the list, but I think I'm going to try parasailing first.
What do you need, five tandems before you can go solo, something like that?
I think so.
Okay.
And I don't care about going solo. No. I mean, if I really like the tandem, okay, then I'll go through the rigmarole. I would just like to experience that because I do like fast mm-hmm. when there's some modicum of control. I like.
Oh, so no bungee jumping then?
No.
Okay.
Do not like the bungee jumping. I like going, quote, fast, legal speeds on mm-hmm. my motorcycle. And having the wind in my hair and not using the screen and all that.
Some state it's 80. It's 80 in some state. That's
yeah,
all I'm saying.
It is.
It's legal somewhere.
Somewhere. And I like
Idaho, by the
amusement
way.
Rides so long as they're kind of singular in their direction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's when they go back and forth or wiggle around and do all those things that I start to look at the octopus ride and go, mm-hmm. well, if that cotter pin should shear off at this moment, what is the trajectory of this stupid little clamshell thing that I am fastened into? How many other people are there? And at what point am I going to tip it over so that it, you know, I calculate all that I don't like doing it. So if I jump out of a plane, there's no place but down. It's one direction with a little bit of variance here and there. It would be an awesome view. And the traveling thing. Cool. Those are my thing. Paula Baran writes, thoughts on the new Terminator movie?
He's old. Haven't seen it yet.
I'm not going to see it.
Daenerys Terminarian? I don't know. It's not Linda Hamilton, who to me is Sarah Connor. There's just no getting around it. I mean, it's weird to me that like you bring back one character, but don't bring back others. Like obviously Linda Hamilton wouldn't work, but why wouldn't Edward Furlong work?
Right.
You know? I don't know. It's not Cameron. It's not, I don't know if I'm even going to see it, but
Cameron says it's good enough to be canon though.
Great. Don't care. Let me explain something and get ready to duck because I'm afraid your reach might hit me.
Oh, okay.
Terminator 2 wasn't a good movie.
Oh no, I agree.
Oh, Terminator 1 was amazing.
Terminator 1 should have stopped.
Yes, it should have terminated.
Should have terminated at one.
It should not be back.
No.
Two was a taken alone, completely encapsulated without the first movie, cool popcorn flick.
Right.
Lots of action, lots of people who didn't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger doing stuff that was supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, dude, seriously, his stunt doubles were terrible in that film, and they're all over. Wire work is still all over in it. But for the time, whatever. It was a visually astounding movie that I found utterly mediocre, especially in light of how good Terminator 1 was.
Yeah.
So
that's
my feeling. Where are my Terminators? That's a Daenerys Targaryen joke there.
Let's terminate. Let's terminate. There, for all my Whovians out there, Brian and Pike, you know who you are.
Doctor whoever else. I can't do it. I don't know.
Rob McLennan also writes in, not necessarily your favorite, but do you have a song that when it comes on, you just have to crank it to 11? For me, it's a toss-up between This Flight Tonight by Nazareth and Dance Away by Roxy Music.
Well, plus one for the Nazareth, man. My brother was a huge Nazareth fan, which meant I was a huge Nazareth fan growing up because that I stole all of his vinyl when I was a little kid. That's how I listened to everything. So Pink Floyd, hands down my favorite band because of that. He also had the Alan Parsons quad mix, and we had an actual quad system. Mm-hmm. So there is nothing like that. Yeah. Nothing in the world like laying on a bed while Pink Floyd is going through four speakers, jumping around the room like an actual organic thing. So cool. For me, the Crank to 11 songs, probably going to be embarrassing a little bit. Well, I mean, there's anything by Queen, really, but like, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody, because duh, of course. Killer Queen, though, even more so.
Yeah.
Floyd isn't really a Crank to 11 band.
No.
I do enjoy my Led Zeppelin a little bit more than I should. It's the geeky part. It's, you know, it's just singing songs about your adventures.
Right.
So I do crank those up a bit, but here comes the guilty part. Don't Stop Believing.
Journey. Why not?
Journey, motherfucker.
Almost
Journey.
Anything by Journey.
Yeah, not Steve Perry. Journey.
Journey, right. Yeah. I would have to say, it's Nazareth. Now You're Messing With the Son of a Bitch.
Isn't that AC/DC? No, that might be Nazareth. You're right. That's Nazareth.
So that's going to be 11. And the thing that I didn't get to do, that I did for Microsoft that won't see the light of day, the little teaser trailer was originally put together in 20 minutes by the director and had that music playing underneath it, which was awesome.
Nice.
I'd say that's an 11. Queen also. I would also say most of Meatloaf's catalog would be up there. Brophy will be mad at me, but not Rush. I don't like Rush at huge loud volumes unless I'm in concert because...
You want to hear the individual drum hits.
Yeah, I'll go to 8 or 9.
Oh, yeah. But, which goes to 11 with Rush. Like, that's the problem is Rush is already 3+.
Yeah.
So you at 8, you get 11.
Yeah.
Also, pretty much anything by Black Sabbath.
Yeah. In all incarnations. Mm. I was also going to go with a couple Journey songs, so...
Mm-hmm.
And... The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a Guns N' Roses song that I can't remember. I think it's the 3rd or 4th on Appetite for Destruction. And if I sing enough of it, I'll remember it. But the big line is, why don't you just fuck off? I used to literally go crank that in my car in college when I had to deal with a certain person on the crew side of things in theater. And he would just be being a total douchebag, and I would go out in the car and I would crank that song and I would just lose myself until the, why don't you just fuck off? And then I would scream at the top of my lungs and then turn off the radio and come back into the theater. I got a couple. Yeah. And I think if I thought about it, some Social Distortion, Dropkick Murphys.
Well, there's actually a ton. Yeah, I mean,
I can't narrow it down to two songs.
Aaron O'Keefe's, we've talked about this before. By the way, Aaron O'Keefe is currently running a Kickstarter. Go check it out. If you love kids, if you love music, it's a great, great thing. They do covers of metal and hard rock songs.
Oh, right.
So, like, Sober is incredible.
Oh, that's also what I was going to say. 10,000 Days as an 10,000 entire Days. Album. Cranked up with headphones.
That was after
out.
A really long lull, too. Yeah. I remember when that came out, because that came out the same week, I think, as the Pearl Jam Avocado album. But 10,000
Days. Yes, because I bought both of them at the same time.
But 10,000 Days was like after just a drought for Tool. There was nothing. They were doing Pussifer. They were doing... Perfect Circle, but nothing from Tool, and then 10,000 Days came out, and it was like, wow, it's gone, so good.
And I'm still waiting for that follow-up.
You'll be waiting for a while, buddy.
I know. And I believe the last question of the evening day podcast is from Donald Evans, who says, this one's for Andy. What's the difference between a duck?
One leg is both the same. Or they both have feathers. I've heard it both ways. It's a no-joke joke or a no-joke philosophy or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, what's the difference between a duck? Oh, one leg is both the same. Yeah. It's like the whole, which way does a pancake, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry
I
about
won't.
It. Okay.
Is that kind of like you can't send a duck to Eagle School?
Yeah.
No, that's what's management. Never mind.
It's, what is what's blue and smells like red paint? Blue paint. How do you catch a red elephant? With a red elephant net. Or no, it's how do you catch a blue elephant? With a blue elephant net. How do you catch a red elephant? You hold its nose until it turns blue and then catch it with a blue elephant net. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God. Okay.
How do you put a lion in the refrigerator? You take out the giraffe and the elephant and just slide them right in.
Heck, can you tell there's an elephant in your refrigerator?
His toes are in the strawberries, something like that?
Close, yeah. Footprints in the butter.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't know. Your peanut butter's missing. I don't know. I don't get any of that. But, hey, thank you very much for writing a question, even though it was just to Andy. keep sending those types of questions straight to Andy. I will just look at the microphone dumbly.
My hometown was so small, the police station door was painted green. No joke. So thanks to our Patreon backers this month.
Yes.
It's a slightly new list.
Yes, it is.
It's the same.
It doesn't fit all on the screen at one time. I will have to scroll.
So I'll start this one off. You ready?
I am so ready.
Big thanks to Hawk Robinson,
Leslie Sedlak,
Todd McKinney,
Zombie Orpheus Entertainment,
Bradley Swan,
Trampus Johnson,
Gordon D. Duke,
Bo Pritchard,
Digby Davis LLC,
Paula Moran,
Amanda Cook,
Mark Bevier,
James Herbert,
Matthew Hunt,
Tim Martin,
Rob McLennan,
Lotta Jerv,
Laura Adams,
Tom Brophy,
Tom Stewart,
Donald Evans, who also gave us a question, so he gets like a bonus. Hey.
Justin Everett.
So other people gave us questions too, but Brad Roberts.
Jennifer Reifenberry.
Rival Guy.
And Chad Jones, who still has not answered the question.
Is you related to Chuck Jones?
Is you be related to Chuck Jones?
And on that note, Neil deGrasse Tyson, why you so high? Wait, no. Neil deGrasse Tyson, why aren't you on our podcast right now?
Yeah.
We even have, well, that's not at a good level unless we want to hear his future children. We need to raise that mic up.
But we have a mic that he can appear in two channels at once.
You can be in two channels at once, which I'm pretty sure there's a physics explanation behind.
And an AC unit.
AC unit.
That can comfortably keep us talking as long as we want to.
And seriously, like, bring Phil Plate. We don't care. Just come on our show. You bastard.